watched the documentary that was on BBC in October, A World Without Downs. And if you didn't, I urge you and encourage you to go and type it into Google. I think it's probably not on BBC iPlayer anymore, but you will be able to read the news article behind the documentary. And it was one of those documentaries that moved me to tears because of what was in it. So let me encourage you to do that later on. But what a wonderful and moving reminder of the one who made us, the one who loves us, the one who came down to be with us in all of our sadness and our gladness, the one who walks with us through life, and the one who makes it possible for our relationship with him to be reconciled. We sometimes sing the carol, don't we? Love came down at Christmas. Love, oh lovely love, divine love was born at Christmas. Star and angels gave the sign. Well, this evening, for a few short moments, well, short as your pastor can ever get, I want to share a few thoughts on the wonderful truth that he came down. He came down. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." In those verses, we are reminded of three incredible truths. Firstly, that love comes from God. The opening verses there remind us that we're to love one another because love comes from God, reminds us that God is love. Did you ever wonder where love comes from? When you see the love between a man and his wife, where does that come from? Or the love between a parent and a child? Or the love between family or good friends? At Christmas time, there always seems to be that extra measure of love going around as people give to each other, and especially, hopefully, giving to those in need. Most people would agree that love is the most beautiful thing in the world. But where does it come from? Did you ever wonder that? Maybe you didn't. Truth is, it's there before us in Scripture. The Bible gives us the answer. Love comes from God because God is love. God is love has to be one of the most profound statements in all of Scripture, I think. And dare I suggest that the fullest meaning of that statement could never be completely explained. He is love. Everything about him is love. His very nature is love. He is the source and he is the origin of love. Our small groups are studying G.I. Packer's great classic, Knowing God, at the moment. In a chapter they're yet to get to, because this week, on chapter 5 or 6 or something, God incarnate and the wonderful planning and what's going on. But in a later chapter about God is love, it says this. Packer writes, "When we looked at God's wisdom, we saw something of his mind. When we thought of his power, we saw something of his hand and his arm. When we considered his word, we learned about his mouth. But now, contemplating his love, we are to look into his heart. We shall stand on holy ground. We need the grace of reverence that we may tread it without sin." When we consider that God is love, we come to see the very heart of God. He loves us. And God's love is unconditional. There are no conditions to God's love. He loves everyone exactly the same. God's love is tough. When many people think of someone who is loving, they think of someone who doesn't make waves. But that's not true. Parents love their children, yet they discipline their children. God loves us, therefore he does not indulge us. God's love is compassionate. In Jeremiah chapter 13, God tells the people that he will destroy them if they don't change their behavior and give him glory. And then in verse 17 of that chapter, he says, "But if you do not listen, my eyes will weep bitterly." God feels for his people, and he wants what's best for them. God's love God's love is spontaneous in its source. It's universal in its scope. It's long-suffering in its intensity. It's self-sacrificing in character, aggressive in action, constant in duration. God's love is unspeakable. It's unending. It's unselfish. It's unmerited. And it is unconditional. We could be here all night, actually, into next year, thinking on God's love. Where does love come from? Love comes from God, because God is love. But secondly, we're reminded that love came down to earth. Verse 9 says that this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. God created us because he loves us and wants us to have a relationship with us. But after God created us, we rebelled against him. The Bible says that we've all sinned and thus broken our relationship with God. But that didn't stop God's love. Love began in heaven among the persons of the Trinity, but love came down to earth at Christmas. God sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. We remember the wonderful words of John throughout his gospel. David read them to us earlier. We thought on them this morning. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. We remember the wonderful words in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Consider the extraordinary expense that God went to, tearing his heart apart as for the first time in eternity, Father and Son experienced separation from one another. Jesus, the very Word of God, the one who created the world, left the glories of heaven, humbled himself and came down to earth. He was born as a babe in weakness. He depended on another to nourish and nurture him. He faced all that we face, all that we experience in life, and yet he was without sin. The miracle of Christmas is that the baby in the manger was God in human flesh. God became a man. The Son of God became the Son of Man. Jesus, who had lived with God the Father for all eternity, entered our world on Christmas Day. He left the glories of heaven and came to earth as a tiny baby. This is how God showed his love among us, says John. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Love began in heaven, but love came down to earth at Christmas. And finally, would you remember that love came down to the cross? Verse 10, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God's love can never be fully understood, but it can be seen. And it's best seen at the cross. God loves us so much that he not only sent Jesus, his one and only Son, down to earth, but ultimately sent him to the cross at Calvary. We said a moment ago that we had rebelled against God and rejected his ways. We sinned. And sin separates us from God. God is holy. He's righteous. He cannot stand sin. He cannot bear it. He cannot look on sin. God is just. And so he has to punish sin. And the Bible teaches us in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. But the great news for you and for me is that Jesus stepped in and dealt with our punishment. He went to the cross in our place. He was our propitiation, our atoning sacrifice. All of our deepest problems are solved at the cross. For the helpless, he died. The ungodly, he justified. The sinner, he saved. His enemies, he reconciled. That is love. And this was all planned from the beginning. This babe born and laid to sleep in the manger was named Jesus for a reason and for a purpose. Do you remember the words of the angel to Joseph in his dream? In Matthew 1, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. This was the purpose for Jesus coming into this world in the first place. Jesus did exactly as he intended to do. Going to the cross was not a tragic mistake, as some would suggest. It was the plan of God for the redemption of humankind, and Jesus fulfilled his task perfectly. perfectly. He did exactly what he was asked to do by his Father, and he finished the task. From the cross, he cried out, "It is finished." What was finished? The plan and the purpose of Almighty God. Christ's death on the cross was perfect. It was the perfect demonstration of authentic love. Jesus lived his entire life in the shadow of the cross. Love not only came down to earth at Christmas, love came down to the cross to pay the price for our sins so that we could be saved. As the angel said to the shepherds that first Christmas Eve, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Friends, this is the wonder of Christmas. He came down. God stooped low to become one of us. He showed his love for us as he lived among us, and then he stepped onto the cross to pay the price for us. What a remarkable love, and what a great Savior. Love comes from God. Love came down to earth, and love came down to the cross. This Christmas, my prayer for each one of us is that we might receive God's gift of love and rejoice in it. And in words from the poem that's in the video, you can get the full script, actually, of the poem that was written for that video clip. But let me read two paragraphs from it. "He came to our darkness from heaven above. He stooped to the crib and the cross out of love. He shared in our weakness and meekness and mess, and still he embraced us nevertheless. If you're feeling rejected, excluded, a stranger, remember the one who came down to the manger. No one's left out by this. God becomes small. So have a blessed Christmas, one and all." Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you. I want to thank you for the wonder of your creation.